It is that time of year, kind of when, you know, we all think about next summer holidays, if you can afford to go on one. But for some, going away can actually be a real hassle, especially if there's a dog involved. You know, he didn't enjoy the kennels the last time. Your sister isn't available to mind him this time. Well, you need not fear, because your dog can now stay in a lovely, comfortable home with a dog sitter who lives in your local area. And it's all thanks to a service called House My Dog. And the co-founder of House My Dog is James McElroy. And hopefully with this new studio that I have here, I have the right phone. James, is that you?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great. Whew, I wasn't 100% sure. Now, listen, James, tell us, House My Dog. Explain me to House My Dog. What is it?
Yeah, so House My Dog is basically an online service that connects dog owners with dog sitters across Ireland and the UK. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Airbnb, but it's like Airbnb for dogs. So if you want to go and travel, same way you book your flight or a hotel, now you can come to housemydog.com and you can book your sitter.
You can book your sitter, okay. How does it actually work, though? I mean, like, you know, is it like it's similar to booking a flight or a hotel in terms of online?
It's a bit different in the fact that you can almost kind of split the company into two, I suppose. We onboard dog owners who are looking to get their dog minded, and then we also onboard dog sitters. So if I'm a dog sitter today, I can go to housemydog.com and I can start building my profile, and it's free to sign up. And once I've uploaded my photos, written a description, it's kind of similar to a Facebook profile, and then gone past our five-step vetting process, I can go live, and then I can begin taking bookings in my area. So if I'm a dog owner, go ahead.
Okay, no, I was just going to say, like, you know, like, what if I'm in a hurry? What if Leonardo DiCaprio rings me in the next half hour and says, Dave, I want you in Paris by 4 o'clock? Can I get things done quickly?
Yeah, so for kind of last-minute bookings, we have a concierge service, which we have our team in the office, and they'll kind of hurry up the process, I suppose. But generally, our minders will respond within 4 to 5 hours. So once they get a booking or a request through to their profile, they'll get a message pinged to their phone saying, you've received a booking from House My Dog. Accept now if you want to take it. So it can be within minutes, but generally after 3 or 4 hours, the minder will have gotten back to the dog owner.
I mean, okay, it's all very well, and people can freak out, though, about their dogs. Like, you know, they can be hyperactive. You don't particularly necessarily want to leave hyperactive dogs, say, with elderly relatives, or there are rules and there are boundaries and there are limitations with dogs as well. And, you know, at home, they might have a normal routine, and, you know, they have to get used to change and all that kind of thing. So how can I trust the people working for you? How vetted are they?
Yeah, so when myself and my brother started the company, that was obviously a kind of big aspect of it. And we didn't want to just let anyone sign up to be a sitter. So we've implemented this kind of five-step vetting process. So if I'm a dog sitter today, when I sign up, I have to fill out a full profile, so write a description, upload photos. And then I also have to verify my home address, my phone number, and my date of birth. And then I also have to do an online assessment. And once that's all done, we then call the dog sitter, and we just kind of run through all their details, make sure everything checks out. And then once they've gone through that whole process, they can then go live. But we also find actually... We also find that the community really vets itself. So a lot of our top sitters get customer reviews, and the ones who have the most customer reviews are definitely the ones who get the most bookings. So if you go on to House My Dog, you'll see that some of our sitters, or a lot of our sitters, will have lots of customer reviews, and that's a great way for the community to vet itself. 98% of all the customer reviews have been 5 out of 5 stars, and the other 2% have been 4 out of 5 stars. So it kind of shows us and the team that the vetting process is working, and only around 20% of the people that sign up to House My Dog eventually will go live. So the 80% don't complete the full profile or don't do the online assessment. They never actually make it to the
What if I knew I was going to go on holiday, say, in July? Should I come to you in May and June with my pet to check it out and get him or her used to the environment?
Yeah, so when a booking goes through the site, we encourage all the dog owners to do a meet and greet. So once you've kind of got in touch with the minder, you can then meet up with them. Just kind of get familiar. If the dog sitter has a dog, your own dog can kind of get to know the other dog, make sure they get on, or you can go just look at the minder's home, just kind of make sure it's a good match for you. And we've actually never had someone meet one of our minders and then afterwards been like, I don't want to go ahead with this. But if that does happen, well, obviously you get refunded in full, and you can then recommend another sitter nearby, or you can recommend another sitter nearby. But it's thankfully never happened. Generally, the consensus is that people get on really well with the sitters,
and
which is great.
Would you get sitters to live in people's houses when they go away? In other words, like, that you will not disrupt the dog's normal routine?
Yeah, so that's also an option. So if that kind of if I'm a sitter and I sign up today, they have to be able to take dogs into their own home, and we do a lot of like home checks, and we also have like a professional photography program where we get professional photographers to go to our sitters' homes and get really nice photos for their listing. But a lot of our sitters will come to the dog owner's home and stay overnight, but it's not as common as the dog owner just dropping it off to the sitter's home.
Yeah, yeah, okay, but like, you know, there would be stuff like of, you know, the no travel trauma for the dog, or you know, exposure.
Yeah, that's it.
There's all sorts of exposure to illnesses and parasites. You have to make sure that's minimised, I presume, as well. Are vaccinations ever needed in kennels and stuff?
Yeah, so the kind of the difference between House My Dog and a kennel, I suppose, is a kennel's kind of one to many, whereas House My Dog is more one on one. So if I'm a sitter on House My Dog, I can only take one booking at a time.
All right,
so
yeah.
I can't take loads of dogs in my home. That's kind of the aspect you wanted to change, because my own family dog, Holly, never really got on well in like a one-to-many situation with lots of dogs. We used to leave her with a dog sitter who'd take maybe 20 or 30 dogs at a time. So it's a very much kind of personalised experience, the dogs being left with a, I suppose, real minder in a real home, and there won't be lots of dogs around. They can only allow to take one booking at a time.
All right. By the way, I see, like, we've just been talking about dogs, and it is called House My Dog and not House My Pet. What if I had a fancy rat or a guinea pig or an avian?
Yeah,
pet,
actually.
You know, like, I don't know, parrots, turtles, lizards, snakes, rabbits, ferrets,
a few people have actually asked us that. Someone said to me the other day, oh, have you thought about cats? Have you registered the name House My Cat? And I laughed it off, but then I was lying about the night. I was like, Jane, you might have better actually go home and do that. So I've registered House My Cat, but pets is definitely an area we'll look into, but at the moment the dogs are keeping us busy.
Right, I'm sure it is. House My Ferret. What about goldfish and tropical fish and frogs? Okay, I'll stop. Okay, let's just go back to the dog thing. Well, I presume, like, most people, I mean, have you any idea how many households or how many dogs, how many households would have a dog in Ireland or UK or the figures for America or anything like that? Would it be 40 to 50% maybe? No?
Yeah, so it's really funny how it works out. Pretty much every country in Europe, around 20 to 25% of households have dogs. So in Ireland alone, there's 500,000. But it always falls in between the 20 and 25%. I know in Ireland, it's around 22% of households have dogs. And in the UK, it's quite similar. So it is a very big market. And we, from just kind of our internal research, we found that of the 15% of dog owners who kind of are currently use pay boarding solutions, over 75% of them were dissatisfied. So we obviously knew that this was a problem area and someone kind of needed to come in and shake it. It's a very kind of outdated industry, and we're providing an up-to-date solution. When normally if I wanted to find a dog sitter today, I'd have to ask my vet, like go on Gumtree, but there's no vetting process there, like the reviews, or there's no one vetting them. And also we provide insurance with every booking, so every booking done through the site, we provide insurance and 24/7 support. So if there's an emergency or there's a problem, we'll always be on the end of the phone. And also, if you're unhappy, a full money back guarantee. We've never actually had to give one, but because generally, the people are always really satisfied with the site, and about 40% of people that use the site will come back and use it again, which is great.
And what about the three C's of care and control and custody and all that? Is there liability? Is there anywhere along the way if something happens to the dog? Can I sue you?
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen, but we provide free emergency vet care. So if there is a problem, which thankfully there hasn't been anything major just yet, but if there is a problem and your dog gets ill, I know one of the dogs that was getting minded ate a box of chocolates and got sick. So the dog owner, the dog sitter rang us and said the dog's got eaten a box of chocolates. So they brought her to the vet, and it was fine. The vet kind of looked after it for a few hours, and eventually the dog was perfect then the next day. But we cover all those bills and every incurring cost. So
and
it's kind of
way,
like the coverage we want to give to our sitters.
Yeah, I presume sitters also have their rights as well. Like, they don't want a huge dog if they're only living in an apartment or whatever. So just tell me, like, how does one become a minder? I mean, what do you do if you want to get a gig?
Yeah, so if I'm a sitter and I take a booking, I'll get a message saying, so-and-so has requested to wants to book you for a stay from these two dates. She has a, or he has a 5-year-old Labrador and we'll give kind of a bit, if it's the dog small, medium or large, and from that the sitter can go, okay, I'm going to take this booking, or maybe this dog's a bit too big for my, I live in an apartment, so maybe this dog's a bit too big for me, and then refuse the booking. So the sitters kind of very much have their own control over that, right. What bookings they want to accept. They also can set their own price. So the average per night on our side is around 18 euro, but the sitters have full control over their profile and how much they want to charge.
Okay, well then, look, I'll tell you, just finally I was going to ask the obvious question about money, but before I do, just I presume what you're doing, house my dog, means, you know, leaving your dog with a real minder in their own home. So how much does it cost on average?
So yeah, the average per night, around 18 euro. So we find that we're about 20% cheaper than kennels, and kind of how we make our money, I suppose, is we take a commission from the dog sitter. And the reason we do that is so we can provide the insurance, we can provide the coverage, we can have the 24/7 team in place to be able to look after any problems if there is an issue, and then also to maintain the website and to grow further. But we drive all the marketing to the sitter's profile, so it's kind of a solution, a kind of a good way to look at it is, if I was a dog sitter today, I would use House My Dog, you know, because all my marketing is getting done for me. It's free to sign up, so it's, if I'm, if that's my profession, it's a great way to kind of get your profile out there and get business.
All right, well, listen, thanks a million for talking to us, and the best of luck with
it,
James. Good night yourself. It is housemydog.com. Housemydog.com. Simple as that. Good night yourself. That's James McElroy. Thanks, James. Good luck. Take it easy.
Appreciate it. Bye. Bye.